This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stepan, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are. It's 7 after the hour on the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll notice that I use two forms of hyperbole when we get started on the countdown. I often introduce Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, very quickly. I move my mouth and my brain together, and here we go with the not just the introduction, but the overview of what's going on in the story world, the charts for this past week, and the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine is impeccable. It's without challenge. It's the conversation, it's the national conversation, basically, about what's going on. That's what we specialize in, news talk radio, sometimes political, sometimes it's just matter of fact. So the story list, the top 10 items there, and the top 10 people on the list are the focus of our intrigue for the most part. Once in a while we get off on a side street and have a pretty good discussion, if I do say so myself. Now, Michael is very pithy in his comments. He's very well educated as to how all of this stuff works, and therefore we have made a program out of it called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. How's that, Michael, for an introduction?
That was amazing. That was an amazing introduction. And one of the reasons that Doug spoke for such a long time was because we're having trouble finding the chart.
Have you found it?
No.
No, I haven't found it.
What happened was this is a computer. This is legitimate. It's a computer error. And the computer that brings the information to me in our studio has, what's the word? Crapped out. That's the technical term.
Flown the coop.
Yeah.
As a result,
I could probably wind up getting it, but it would probably take us about another 2 or 3 more minutes, and that's
good. Then we'll have two or 3 minutes worth of commercials, and then we'll get to it, because I do not want to take from you the opportunity for you to be the leader of the pack here. So stand by as we... we have to do these commercials at some point anyway. Why not do them now?
Okay.
I only hope and pray that I have it by the time the commercials are done.
If you don't, I'll save you, Michael. I'll save you.
Will you save me?
I'll save you. All yep, right. I will.
Super.
Meanwhile, let's celebrate the end of Valentine's week, Valentine's weekend, if you will, with a thought about how you take care of yourself. And that's the message from Calitrin. Huge savings this week on the products that are most likely to help you in your weight goal, your weight loss goals. And that is losing the weight. Yep, that's swell. Keeping it off, that's even better, because that's longevity personified. You want to live a long and happy life? You'll be excited to know. Right now, you can buy 3 and get 3 free. That's the Valentine's sale for you, your spouse, your whoever it is that you want to, maybe your best friend. Whatever it is, you have the savings here right now to take advantage of. So why not? Cap a great week of celebrating, a lot of chocolate, probably out to dinner, et cetera, et cetera. All those things add to your waistline. So we want to help you help yourself. A lot of great consultants that are available when you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. You'll see how the program works. You can download their awesome guide that's free. You'll understand how Calitrin supports weight loss. So join the Calitrin movement. Get healthy. Toploss.com. I hope that you will take advantage of the free shipping also. When you use the, there's a discount code they ask you for when you're signing up or buying stuff. And you put in Doug, get free shipping, and make sure that you have the opportunity to get these big savings. All right? Stop the craziness. Lose the weight. Keep it off with Calitrin. Check it out at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
13 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown show. So we have done this. We have the charts now through the miracle of AI.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
No, not.
Yeah.
No AI here. This is all real. Absolutely.
Yes.
Non-artificial. At number 10, we have the Swozy wins the Santos seat in that special election on Long Island. At number 9, the inflation report and the economy. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with the Carlson-Putin interview. At number 7, U.S.-Iran tensions. Number 6, the Israel-Hamas war. At number 5, the Chiefs parade shooting. At number 4, the presidential race tied with Trump's NATO comments. At number 3, Trump's legal battles titled with the Willis affair. At number 2, military aid package. And at number 1, the U.S. migrant crisis. The 10 top people, 10 Swozy, rather 10 is Tom Swozy. Number 9, Vladimir Putin and Tucker Carlson. Interesting duo. Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 7, Nikki Haley. Number 6, Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Mike Johnson. Number 4, Alejandro Mayorkas. At number 3, Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. At number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's an approximation of the way conversation went on news talk radio across the country this past week.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 40. And I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
You know, it's interesting how our brethren in the news talk radio and television business have taken off, basically taking lots of shots at Carlson, Ben Shapiro, especially the two of them back and forth this week. I thought it was kind of hysterical, actually, to try to focus in on all of the. It's like they were both a couple of putzes. Is that, can you pluralize putz? What's the plural of putz? If you have two putzes, are they two putzes? I guess that
I'm not putzai. I think it's putzy or putzai.
Putzy. Okay. Anyway, yeah. The two of them back and forth, and so and these are the upper crust of the talk world. Upper putz of the talk world.
Cream
right?
of the putz.
Exactly. Yeah, that's even better. I like that. So, speaking of that, just a couple of other insights. This is like Paul Harvey and Shop Talk. Geraldo Rivera showed up this week on News Nation. Did you see that?
No.
80 years old.
Huh.
He He quit working on Fox because he didn't like management or whatever the heck the reason was. But so now he's shown up on News Nation, and he was on the contract was announced on Wednesday, and he was on Wednesday night and Thursday night, a couple of different programs. And you know what? He looks the same as he has. I haven't watched him for a long time. And he sounds, I watch News Nation much as possible, and I never paid much attention to Fox. So the fact that I remember him, didn't he come to one of our talk conventions? Do I remember that?
He might have.
Or do I just remember meeting him in some other way?
He might have.
Way? I don't know. He did a radio talk show in Cleveland, too, for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, for a little while. He lives in Cleveland. He moved to Cleveland.
Yeah.
He left New York, moved to Cleveland. I think he lives in Shaker Heights. And for a while, he did a show on one of the big stations there. I'm not sure if he still does.
Yeah, right. Anyway, he still is a force to be reckoned with, even though people, when they mention his name and the vault, and I don't know where this came from. I was watching Kelly Clarkson. In the middle of the night, I woke up, and I didn't go back to sleep, so I turned on the Kelly Clarkson show, like, about 3 o'clock this morning, and Donnie Wahlberg was on, and he was talking about, you know, his career and Blue Bloods and all that stuff, and for some reason, he mentioned Geraldo and the vault, and the audience went wild, because everybody, I don't think it makes any difference how old you are, people remember that thing when he did it. How many years ago was that on ABC? 30?
It was decades ago, but it was one of those moments in live television history. For those who don't know what you're talking about, Geraldo Rivera on a major network promoted that they're going to, for the first time, and they're going to do it live on TV, break into, it was like King Tut's tomb, it was Al Capone's secret vault. And they did it on live television. They built up to it. It was pretty legit from what I understand. And the problem is the live and legit can sometimes equal zero. There was nothing in the vault. Maybe an old pair of socks or something. I don't know. There was nothing.
Funny.
There was nothing of any interest in the vault. So he kind of had to live that down. But I kind of, in a certain way, admire his courage.
Oh, I do. But I think he's good. He reminds me a lot of the... for some reason or another, Joe Piscopo I put in the same category, even though he's had a different sort of career.
Very different.
They both ended up... they both ended up on News Talk Radio, and it's because they have these bigger-than-life personalities, much as anything else.
Well,
the personality speaks more than the issue, I think. You know,
I don't think that Geraldo wound up in News Talk Radio, whereas Joe Piscopo actually has a career for many years as a host in a local radio station. He's on
right,
the morning
New York.
In New York.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that Geraldo... You said something interesting, and then you know we don't have to continue to talk about Geraldo, but you said he's a force to be reckoned with. What makes you think he's a force?
Because I think his reputation... the fact that he's created what he's created out of nothing to have people pay attention to him. I don't know. I just think he's not a force like Trump to be reckoned with. But I still think, you know, one of the reasons I think I said it is because he's 80 and he's still at it.
Well, I mean, what you meant was that he's still viable. He still can work.
Yeah, maybe that's a better way.
Has the background, the name, the profile to be able to get on the... On a platform like News Nation.
I'd say that's true. Yeah.
I just don't know. When you hear the word force, I don't know in this world, and it's kind of a pet theme of mine, what really constitutes influence, what really constitutes a force. There's so much noise out there, and so many people saying, you know, follow me, hear me, see me, read me, like me, and I don't know if anybody's really getting any traction.
Mm. Well, there's too much of it. And that's one of the reasons we're so confused. That makes the issues harder to track as you do your job here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Talk Radio and the focus on issues and stories. Here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We are discussing the issues, the stories, the noise that comes from some of the characters that are involved in this, including listeners, people who engage themselves with the hosts, etc., etc. There's a whole lot of, there were two things, or maybe three, beside Geraldo this week, involving personalities, Michael, and I'd like your read, if you will, on Jon Stewart.
Oh, I think
coming
that's an
back.
Interesting, a very interesting story. Jon Stewart is a unique player, and The Daily Show is one of those strange hybrids that walks the line between comedy and actual news.
Yeah. And the question was asked whether he'd make a good radio host. And I wonder if the people, you know, we've been around this, do radio people make good TV presenters? And the answer is usually more yes to that question than whether or not TV presenters make good radio hosts. I'm not sure that we've...
I think that's an interesting question that we've analyzed for a long time, and I think that it's safe to say that if you're big on television or big on radio, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that you will be equally successful or effective
right.
on the other medium. So when you have somebody like Sean Hannity or somebody, Michael Smirkanish, different people that have been able to do both, that's a double jeopardy. Those people are really good.
But Limbaugh couldn't.
No, Limbaugh could not
translate his radio success onto television. He tried a couple of times, it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, Limbaugh was basically a shy man. And
TV
doesn't work well for that. Radio, you're able to be the Wizard of Oz. You're able to lose yourself in that theater of the mind that you help generate. You become a character in your own fantasy. And it's a whole different psychology to doing a radio show. You had mentioned somebody, would Jon Stewart be a good talk show host on radio? Probably would, because he's very cerebral and
right.
and
affable as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that he would be
right.
good. And then there are a lot of people that are on both media that aren't good at either.
Yeah, but I think we've got, what's his face from Fox that we like at the conventions. Why do I, my name
is... His name is Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade is
often
good.
The butt of a lot of jokes. He's often attacked by the left. He's often made fun of because of his nice nature. Sometimes he does come across as not necessarily the most hardball of pitchers when it comes to
good.
Questions. But he is a very smart guy, and he is a very nice guy.
Very likable guy.
Very well liked in the industry, including you and I both like him.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I like Sean also because, we go way back. Let me just tell you, I'm going to give you a 60-second story, and then I don't mean to make this about me, and it isn't really about me, but it's about an experience that I had. When Limbaugh was in his first 3 years, he and I started at the same time, roughly. He started in August of 1988, and I started doing the Good Day program in October of 1988. And so we crossed paths. I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at the time, and he started his Rush Rooms. Remember, he did the so-called concerts. He'd go around to the cities where he had affiliates when he was into it. About 3 years into it, he was doing all of these concerts around the country. So when he came to Cincinnati, I was his sort of his bodyguard. I was his, because he was on the station that I was on. He was on before I went on. And so we spent a lot of time together over a three-day period. And one of the things I noticed, as you just said, when I brought him to a meeting of sponsors and stuff, he was so shy.
Yep.
He wanted to stand in the corner. Didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And so how that changed over the years. Anyway.
He was always shy.
Yeah, he was always shy. 28 after.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The upcoming crewed rocket launch from Florida Space Coast scheduled for next month, March 1st. NASA said three astronauts and a cosmonaut will embark on a Falcon 9 rocket from SpaceX to the International Space Station and spend 6 months conducting research. Former President Trump has been ordered to pay more than $350 million in his New York State civil fraud trial. He's also facing a 3-year ban on conducting business in New York State. A former FBI informant facing charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. Egypt reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of a potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week, the Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard on great radio stations. He said with his voice cracking, like WWPR in the Sarasota, Florida area, and WOCA in Ocala and near Citrus Springs, Florida. Good to have you all on board. Thank you for being loyal listeners of fashion to our conversations about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We were talking about some of the personalities, and before we leave, I thought we ought to spend a moment talking about the impact. You write big story this week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, by the way. The story of George Soros being the predominant holder of loans for one of the big radio companies that has gone bankrupt. This is the story, unfortunately, too many times in the last, since actually 1996, when that law was passed to allow open season, buy as many radio stations as you can. And so two or three big companies went out and bought hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio stations. And now this company, Audacity, I don't even know. It's Odyssey? I don't even know what
it is. It's Odyssey.
Odyssey. Thank you very much. Anyway, they've gone bankrupt. And Soros apparently holds a $400 million note. It's the stockholders. So all the right-wingers are doing a lot of musing about that. Michael, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to think. It'll play itself out. It doesn't necessarily mean he'll have influence over programming, nor that he may even want to. Things are, whenever there are these kinds of major upheavals in terms of ownership of radio, there's a period of denial where the parties involved say, nothing's going to change, nothing's going to change, it's just behind the scenes, and then things change. So we'll keep our eye on it very carefully.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, this is a non-story. It is a story, but it's not from the story list. I just wanted to have a moment speaking about money and its influences. There were two things that happened this week that involved Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. One of them was Michael Jackson, who's no longer with us. His estate sold a half interest in his music catalog for $1.2 billion. Half. That's all. Half. Remember when Michael Jackson bought the Beatles?
Yeah.
Their song catalog for like $385 million. Also this week, Rod Stewart sold his full song catalog, and some of his the rights for his name and likeness to an investor for over $100 million. So there's lots of dough. And as these guys get older, you know, why not cash out? I guess that's probably part of the...
Well, the intellectual property aspect of their being, first of all, with AI, their images and their voices can have value for years to come. The songs are, you know, great music. As the years go by, we look back at some of that rock and roll, the kid music, you know, the kids' music, and people made fun of rock and roll. Now there's comparisons to the great classics of the classical.
Right. And, Bach, Beethoven, and Lennon and McCartney.
Well, it's true, you know. I mean,
it is true.
Probably the two greatest songwriting teams of the 20th century was Rodgers and Hammerstein and Lennon and McCartney, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Look at how diverse that is. But as time goes
Followed closely by Holland, Dozier, Holland.
Look, there are some great teams. You just mentioned one that was wonderful in the R&B arena. And Motown, you know, the hits of the Supremes. I mean, and now, even today, I mean, look at how Taylor Swift has just totally she's turned the music industry upside down. Historically, she's going to be one of the most influential players in music of both the 20th and the 21st century. I mean, she's amazing. And I'm not talking about whether she's good or not. I'm just talking about her impact on the popular culture and the business that is involved in it. So
she's a billionaire now.
Yeah.
She has done so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's worth more than her boyfriend. So let's talk about that for a moment, the Super Bowl and the related parade shooting, witnesses describing the altercation. This is a disgraceful example of what happens in our country. We had several different mass shootings this week. This is the one that got the most attention, as is obvious by the fact that it found its place into the countdown list at number 5.
Right.
So here we go again with, somebody who it was about a fight. I mean, they were fighting about
As of this broadcast, because you and I don't know what's going to happen, but the information that's coming out is that it was basically a fight among fans, that it had nothing to do with terrorism or some mad shooter or anything that was premeditated in terms of these violent acts of mass shootings. It was just a fight, as if it were a fight in the stands, you know, or at a soccer match, and that's all we know at this point. But it just goes to show you got to be very careful going to high-profile public places where there are a lot of people.
Right. Yep. Being too many guns and people are just out of their minds. Very craziness. And so they have this parade. You know, it reminds me of when we were kids. I remember when the Celtics won, I think.
Boston has had fabulous parades. The Celtics, and the Patriots. Look at all this. Every Super Bowl was a parade with the Ducks and winding through the streets of Boston and then ending at the government plaza and the big speeches. Yep. Well, they do that everywhere in cities where they have a major championship in Kansas City.
But then, remember when someone like in Los Angeles or New York, the crowds get out of control and they burn cars and try to set buildings on fire.
I don't think they did that in New York. I think that's happened in Detroit, where the fans are so excited and so happy about a championship, they go out and they loot and burn cars and turn cars over and create all kinds of mayhem. Lovely. I don't think we're in that era anymore. But look at the different phases of violence and bad conduct that our society has over the years. This is not a new phenomenon that suddenly it's violent in America. And violence is around the world, too. I mean, you know, America is not the only place where they have these kinds of violent happenings.
A lot of violence in China because the economy's gone into the tank and people are leaving. They're coming here. They're going there. There's like 800,000 people have left China this year. Because of the economy, because they don't like the government or whatever it is, and they seem to be able to find their way out. That's an interesting.
Well, it's very hard. It's very hard to govern China, and it's very hard to govern Russia. Interestingly, a story that did not make our chart because it happened late in the week, but it's a very big story, is that Alexei Navalny, the well-known dissident, the thorn in the side of Putin, Well, he died in prison. They got him. They finally got the guy.
Oh, shock.
40-some-odd years old. And that's interesting. But Putin always has his hands full keeping Russia united. There's so many different ethnicities. I mean, even the Soviet Union was even vaster and more diverse. But Russia is a federation of its own. And China is not an easy country to govern. So, you know, we get the idea that these countries run smoothly and everybody's happy.
They're
hard.
Not at all. I thought I'd mention for a moment the passing of Bob Edwards, who I don't know if we consider him a news talker. He was the anchor for the NPR Morning Edition for 25 years. He passed away. Everybody liked his voice. I don't know. I met him once, and I thought he was, let's just say, I didn't warm up to him. Maybe I'll put it that way. But, you know, people knew who he was, and he held on to that job for a long time, so he must have been good. Right? Would you say
he was important. Yeah. I don't know if holding on to a job means you're good. It means you're good at holding on to a job.
Onto the job.
Bob Edwards was the basic prototype of the NPR sound. And he rose with that, and then he fell after that, because at the peak of his career, the beginning of this century, the tastes in anchoring changed, and it went more on a breaking news ad-lib type of a situation with personality, and he was kind of representative of the old NPR sound, and his shows were pre-programmed, pre-produced, and basically scripted, and that changed.
Yeah, right.
Television is far more pre
packaged.
Than radio, which goes back to a conversation we had in the first half hour of the program of why some people are good for television and some people are more talented for radio. They're very different. A lot of TV stars come to radio and they can't keep it going for 3 hours without a script, without makeup, without hiding behind their face. And it's very
different.
You know
what I remember? Most about Bob Edwards, then we'll move on. And Jimmy Carter was out running one morning, and he was listening to Bob Edwards on NPR, and he heard him, Edwards, wish his wife, First Lady Rosalynn Carter, a happy birthday. And Jimmy Carter had forgotten it was her birthday. So you remember that. Good stuff like that. All right, the economy is number 9, the inflation report. Stock market has worked well this week, closed up at the end of, as we get to the end of the week, another record high. Shares of AI companies are going up and up and up. So retail sales are good. Everything in the economy feels good. 30-year fixed-rate mortgages are down to 6.7%. And the Fed looks like they're going to lower the interest rate a quarter of a point. So pretty much the news on the economy is good. Unemployment, all that stuff, the numbers. Isn't it interesting?
Well,
but we still don't have enough money to buy a house.
You wouldn't know it to listen to the political discussions out there. The economy is extremely subjective. It depends on your own circumstances. The old thing is, you know, a recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose your job. I think it's very popular right now to complain about the rising cost of living, and maybe rightfully so. It does seem to be real expensive to live today.
Food. Oh, yeah. Because the gasoline's going back up again, that sort of thing. We're talking with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, and I'm perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the story list from Talkers Magazine. A reminder, you can find these lists every week. Comes to the weekend. We publish them at gooddayshow.com. And you can also find them at talkers.com. Okay, at number 10 this week, who won the Santos seat in Congress? Number 9, the economy and inflation. What's going on there? It's kind of a good news, bad news thing. At number 8, the war between Russia and Ukraine. Let's see, number 7, tensions between us and the Iranians. The war in the Middle East, number 6. The parade shooting in Kansas City is number 5. Presidential race is number 4. Trump and his various and sundry misstatements and comments and battles. Number 2, the military aid package going through Congress. And number 1, the migrant situation. Those are the stories, according to Talkers Magazine. All right, back with a couple of quick hits here. We were talking about what went on with the shooting at the Chiefs parade. Do you know that 5,000 people, Michael, this is hard to believe, 5,000 people have died in our country to gun violence so far in 2024?
That's frightening.
5,000 people. It's the middle of February.
It's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace. Yep, exactly. All right. Tell me what you think about that. I forgot when we were talking about the Russians and stuff. Putin said this week he prefers Biden over Trump. So what kind of fun is Trump going to have with that? Because didn't Trump
By Putin saying he prefers Biden over Trump, that plays right into Trump's
hands. Trump's. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So amazing.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
You announced the Talkers Convention this week. We had World Radio Day, been busy with that, and now the 27th Annual Talk Media, Radio.
And you'll be there in a major way, and we look forward to that. We'll keep people informed about all that activity. The wheel keeps on turning, you know? It's a very exciting
fun
business.
Stuff. All right, Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Takes no heavy lifting for me to introduce my pal Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. 53 after the hour on the countdown. Stephen joins us every week at this time to talk about some of the items, some of the stories that have a legal bent to them, if you will. So let's talk about our friend, your friend and mine, Donald Trump. A decision in the civil trial against him and the Trump Organization, marking the end of the first case. He's got, what, 96 counts against him and four big trials. So the allegations here were that he used his real estate assets for tax purposes. So this is a no jury case. Where do you think this is going?
Yeah, this one, we're pre-recording this case, but on Friday the judge is expected to make a ruling on it. And you're talking about no jury because this case in particular was going just to a judge, and the decision that the fraud had been committed was already done and agreed to and understood by the court. It had been ruled. This is only on what kind of what they call damages, the penalty, and it could be as high as $370 million, which was more than what the prosecutors originally wanted. But during the course of the trial, things came out, including a $48 million loan that the Trump businesses later showed, there was no $48 million loan. So he could have that huge fine, and he potentially could be stricken from being able to do business in New York under the particular statute, which they've used before. You may remember that Martin Shkreli, who is a pharmaceutical fraud guy and also fraud in cryptocurrencies, he had his ability to do to practice taken away in New York as well. So we've got that. Then we've got the trial with the hush money case, with Stormy Daniels falsifying right. records and some real criminal violations in there. That's starting in the end of March. The fun part, Doug, is going to be picking a jury. Because as somebody once said, well, if you're a Republican or a Democrat, are you off? And the judge said, well, you're not going to have very many people. But it's going to be interesting to see how they try and find a jury that is going to be impartial. You know, one time there was a comedian, Norm Crosby, who said he didn't like the idea of trusting his fate to 12 people who weren't smart enough to get out of jury duty. And in the past, you would have people, okay, do you know anything about this case? But since the days of O.J., there's no such thing as a case that's like this. It's in the news that people don't know anything about. And then you've got Georgia and this debacle over whether Fannie Willis was having an improper affair with the person she appointed as a prosecutor, which has absolutely nothing to do with the case.
Yeah, but so, you got to hand it, Steve. You got to hand it to the Trump organization, the Trumpers, people around him, for finding this crack and making it not about Trump, but about them. I mean, that's actually brilliant.
That is what lawyers do. There's an old saw that says, when the facts are on your side, you argue the facts. When the law's on your side, you argue the law. When neither is on your side, you baffle them with BS. And this is the third. So eventually that will fall. I mean, you've also got something kind of tangential. The Republicans wanted an investigation of Hunter Biden, which I got to say was absolutely warranted. However, one of the primary witnesses against Biden, the special prosecutor that the Republicans named, now is bringing criminal charges against one of the people who an ex-FBI informant who lied about Hunter Biden's role in Ukraine's business. The immunity case, you know, the Supreme Court will see whether they take the case or not. I don't think they will. I think that trial will start in May after his March trial ends in New York.
Man, can you imagine? I'm just in awe of this guy. He can run around and plug all the holes in these various things. He always has a time during the day to make some speech, take a shot at somebody. And he's organizing behind the scenes with his people as to how to conduct himself during the Republican primaries and how he can get rid of his opposition. Man, this guy, he's moving along.
He is. And, you know, my wife is very cynical. And she said he's going to stall and stall and stall. He's going to win an election and then pardon himself. I happen to think that, you know, the easiest thing to do in the law is stall. But ultimately, it comes to a conclusion. And I think the conclusion is going to be rough on Trump.
There it is, the overview of some of the legal aspects of our stories this week from Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.